G'day, this is Pastor Les Gomes from Transformers Christian Church. It's our desire that the message you're about to hear encourages you and helps you identify some valuable insights about your life and situation. As you listen to this message, it's really important that you think about how you can put what you learn into action. The only way you're going to see your life transformed is by putting the things you've learned to work. The Bible says we need to hear the word and also do it. Now, let's get into today's message.
All right. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It has been our pleasure just to be here with you in the house of the Lord. There is a word from the Lord today that I want to take the time to share. And we're just going to kind of look at where we were last night just a little bit. And then we're going to flow with this thing, all right? Last night... Well, let me just say this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us today. Thank you, Father, that whatever you want to do in this service today, we give you leave to go. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me right quick, please, to Hebrews 11. We're still talking along the lines of now faith is, and we found out last night that faith is what? Right now. Say right now. Now faith is right now. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And we can obtain a good report if we do what they did. They believed God. That's all they had. They didn't have 66 books of the Bible. They came to know God as a God of the impossible. The God who was able to do what we now see exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. So we take the position that Abraham took. He believed God. He trusted God. He stood on the word of God and he didn't change his stance. The Bible says that he staggered not at the promises of God with unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, which is what we have to do as well. And then we went on over to Genesis 1, where we showed you that everything we say is important because God created us speaking beings. God showed us how he created the world. What did he do? God said something. He said, and God said, let there be light. I told another lady last night, I said, why didn't God just say, boom, all right, earth, boom, seas, boom. No, he took the time to say, and God said, let the firmament be here. And God said, let there be light here, and let there be a lesser light here. He took time to do that. And then he took time to create us. He created Adam after his likeness. The Bible says he created us in their likeness. Male and female created he them. And then he breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, which made him a speaking being just like his creator. God's a talking God, and now Adam's a talking God. And because Adam's a talking God, now we're a talking people. Because Jesus Christ came, bled, died on the cross to get our speaking back because the enemy tried to take it from us when he robbed things in the garden. Amen? Jesus said, oh no, I'm giving that back to them. So we have it now. Is present in our lives. That's why Proverbs says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Amen? It's in the power of the tongue, not in God's hands. You're speaking what you have in your life right now. This morning, I started speaking some things that I'm going to be believing for when I get back home. Amen? It's time for you to start speaking to some of those things that you're believing for. How many of you ever had a conversation with your bills? and you put them all out on the floor and you say, look, I'm talking to you. And one will try to skeet away. You say, get back over here. I'm talking to you. You're paid in full in the name of Jesus. Because God is able to make all grace abound towards my family. Then you can say, because I'm a tither and the windows of heaven are open to me. Some things are going to be falling down on us this year. Amen?
Amen.
Because we are speaking to our situation. Now, what I want to show you is the end of where we were last night, right quick. Because in Mark 5, we see something that we had to deal with that visa issue. Now we know that the woman with the issue of blood has come through. Jesus has said to her, your faith has made you whole. Why? Because faith is now, and she kept saying the same thing over and over and over again. If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be. What are you saying over and over and over again in your life to your situation? God spoke to those things in order to create this world. But are you speaking to things in your life? I'm going to show you something, okay, tonight. Right here, I want you to take a look at what happens when the rich ruler, or the Jairus, got the word that his daughter had died. Because we see this all the time in our lives. You'll get a pink slip at work. That seems like that's the end. The period has been placed behind that. And we get all afraid. Or you'll get a bad report in the hospital. There's nothing else we can do. She's got stage 4. So you're... But you know what Jesus said? Immediately when they came to Jairus with that news, he heard them speak that to him. And Jesus said to him, be not afraid, only believe. It takes it back and put it back in your lap again. Because you've got to be a part of this. Your faith's got to be standing. Your faith has got to be in place. We don't run off with fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The enemy works through fear. He wants you to draw up and get all afraid. When they came back and said, we need this again, that's not the right paper. I looked at him and I said, only believe, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. And I can say that to him because God said that to me. That's the word God gave to me, and I came over here and looked at the story again. Everything we need is right here in the book. It's right there in the Word of God. And because of Jesus being right in the middle of that child's life, he went on to that house just like he asked him to do. Had to put some people out who laughed at him when he said that this child is not dead but sleeping. Some things in your life, you're going to have to put some people out. You're not going to be able to deal with the regular folk. You're not going to have to be able to deal with your family. You're going to have to put them out and say, I'm sorry, I got to draw the line on you. Because I believe this, and I'm sticking to this. Well, I never heard anybody that got healed on that. Well, you haven't, but I believe that I receive and move on. Jesus put all those people out and took Peter, James, and John in and the parents and raised that little girl from the dead. And then he still told them, don't tell nobody. But you know, once somebody gets healed, once somebody gets raised from the dead, that word kept spreading. That lady heard a word that changed her life that she would not get away from. She couldn't get away from it. She stayed right there because she heard some things about Jesus. That's why we've been talking all week long in this meeting. We're hearing things about Jesus. We're hearing that he gave his life for us, number one. We're hearing that he has given us the ability to speak at some inanimate objects. And now I'm going to take you to Mark 11 and show you that Jesus himself spoke to things. If you'll turn to Mark 11 right quick, many of you know that Jesus spoke to that fig tree and it dried up at the root that day. Because when the next day came, that fig tree was what? All dried up. The Bible says in Mark 11, verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. Jesus spoke to a tree. How many of you have ever been anywhere and your car didn't want to start and you said, car, come on and start? There you go. What were you doing speaking to that car? How many of you have ever been outside and you locked yourself out of your house and you said, oh no, door open, or the car? You lock yourself out of your car. You talk to things all the time. You just don't realize it. But we have to get into the business of speaking to things that is creating problems for us, even if it can't talk back. Now, I personally believe that the tree said something to Jesus because nobody understands why it said, and Jesus answered and said. People want to overlook the word answered. In order for me to answer, so I'm answering something you said to me. And I say, the tree said to him, I got leaves, but I ain't giving you no figs. Because it was counterfeiting Jesus and everybody else that came up. My grandfather had a farm. When the figs come out and the leaves are coming out, the figs are coming right with them together, same time. They come together. So when Jesus saw the fig leaves, he just knew that the figs were going to be there too, because that's the way that tree grows. They created the tree to know. This is what this tree is supposed to be doing. And so sometimes we don't want to fake and say we're a Christian on a Sunday. But on a blue Monday, we go back to acting like we always did. Amen? We're not going to do that. This year, we're going to be a Christian on a Sunday, a Christian on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the whole week long. We're not going to be faking people out. They're not going to see us one way on Sunday and then another way on Monday. Because they're not reading the Bible, they're reading us. Amen? And so Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of this tree forever again, ever. And he went on about his business. And the Bible says, and the disciples heard him. So he didn't think it in his mind, like some of us believe. Well, I thought it in my mind. No, you have to say something. Even when we pray, the Bible says, when you pray, say something out loud. Especially when you're in restaurants, especially when you're in schools, auditoriums, places where people are who are heathens, are people who don't know the Lord, and they don't even care, and you're sitting there eating something, you don't know who's in the back, you don't know what's in the pot, so you've had to pray over that food. This is the time for us to sit down and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, ha, hallelujah, thank you for this food. I just want to pray for the cook in the back. I just want to pray for all these attendants and all these waiters. That's the time you pray. You'll be surprised. Somebody might come over and ask you, well, are you able to pray for me? We pray for every waiter. We bless them big with tip. And we take care of them when we go places. Because we want everybody that we meet to be saved. Anyway, the next day came back. And Jesus is there, and Peter says something. You know Peter, mighty Peter, strong man Peter. Peter says to him, calling to remembrance, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Withered away, my God. And Jesus answered Peter and said, have faith in God. You know what he was really saying? Have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith. Have the same kind of faith that God had when he spoke this world into existence. Have that kind of faith. When he spoke, he didn't say, now, son, you come on out now. I hope you come on out. No, he said, son, be. and that sun came on out. And you know what? That sun comes up every day. Every day. How many years have that been? Billions. It's still coming up. That moon is still coming up. Hallelujah. It hasn't changed. Man can't do a thing about that. Hallelujah. The waters are still separated. They're still out there. I saw the, ooh, that's a lot of water. We crossed a lot of water. Amen. Hallelujah. I will never forget that. Ever. God, there is a God. Amen. When you just get out there in the ocean, we take a lot of cruises, so we see things all the time. That ship, you can just go for days and never see land. It's water out there. And that water doesn't come in here and say, I'm taking over Australia. It doesn't do it. God says, no, you stay right there. This is your boundaries. Even we have boundaries. And it's when those boundaries are crossed that we get into trouble. But Jesus said, have faith like God the Father. I want you to act like God. Oh, sister, I couldn't possibly act like God. He's your Father in heaven. You are created in His image, after His likeness. I look just like my dad. And so I would do what he would do. I drove like he drove. I would run around like he did. I just looked just like my father. People would say, man, she looks like her daddy. Somebody should say, man, you look just like your heavenly father. Just by your lifestyle. Just by your prayer life. Just by your walk of faith. And everything that you do. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, for verily I say this to you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain. What is the mountain? The problem? Your finances? Your lack of work? Your lack of not being able to conceive a child? You still being single, and your desire all this time has been to marry? You haven't been able to find your spouse? That's a mountain. The mountain was the visa. Wanting to come through all that red tape. The mountain is the situation that's holding you up, holding you bound. The promotion that you've been waiting on. The school loans that you still have that are mounted up and you're hoping to pay those off this year. We call those bills paid in full. That inheritance that you're still waiting on, that's tied up in court. Those are mountains. Jesus is saying to us, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed. Like, that's like saying, get out of here. Get in the sea. He's saying, be cast into the sea. Do something with it. That's why we say, devil, take your hands off my child. Right now, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. What are we doing? Speaking to the mountain? That's how you speak to mountains. That's how you command them to leave. That's how you command them to get out of the way in the name of Jesus. And then Jesus says to him, he says, and do not doubt in your heart, which is where most of us live. This is where most of my problems came, because that doubt was still there. And it wasn't just in my head, but it got in my heart. And what got in my heart started coming out of my mouth. And this was years and years and years ago. And so all my prayers would fall to the ground. And they wouldn't get answered. Because I'm held up right here. In the doubting. John Osteen told his wife, who had metastatic cancer of the liver. He says, Dodie, it's okay to have doubt in your head. But don't let it get in your heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is going to say something. That's your homework all week, you know, to watch what your mouth is saying and to listen what other mouths are saying. Because the miracle in your life that you're looking for right now is in your mouth. The Bible says that please do not doubt in your heart, but believe. That's another problem, that believer. When we go reading down a little further, we got to believe we receive. Abraham believed that he was going to conceive a child with his wife. He was old and his wife was old too. He had to believe God just to do the regular things in order to get there, because there was no artificial insemination back then. These families had to come together, these old people, and they conceived a child. The Bible says by faith, Sarah received strength to what? Conceive. And after the baby's here, oh my God, God saying, I want you to take that little baby, that little sugar wugga cooker you got there, take it and sacrifice him on the mountain that I show you. How many of you would be willing to sacrifice your little babies? Ooh, some of these little children. Hallelujah, I work with kids. Sometimes we put more faith in the child than we do in the Lord Jesus Christ. We think nothing could happen. Oh, I can't take my hands off my baby because I will. Oh, no, there's no way I can sacrifice my baby. But remember, God sacrificed his baby. He gave his baby for us. That was his son too. But Abraham, you can see him believing what God said to him and going the extra mile to believe that if I take him and put him on that altar, God is going to raise him up. God didn't tell him that, but he believed it. That's how we have to believe to the saving of your soul.
Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that I get this thing. I'm believing God for this promotion.
Then the next day, you...
Did you get the promotion? No, man, they hired somebody else. They weren't even
considering my application. You drowned it. That other person probably wasn't even going to show up for the job, which means you're still in play.
You know, God has 1,000 ways, millions of ways, to get what you need to you.
But you are working against him many times with doubt and unbelief. Believe that what you're saying will come to pass, Jesus says, and you're going to have exactly what you say, good or bad. I wrote that in my Bible. Good or bad, because it still works the same. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. I got to choose. You have to choose. I said, this year, I'm straightening up everything. Everything's getting ready to change. Everything's got to turn. Everything that we're believing for is going to come to pass. Because somebody said, I believe it was Brother Dave, all of God's promises are yes, and in him, amen.
Oh, well, I just said sometimes if maybe it's a we don't know yet hold and wait. That's not in the Bible. We'll just see what happens later. No, that's not in the Bible. It's yes. All of his promises are yes and amen.
When you pray that prayer, you believe you receive.
Because the next thing Jesus said is this. Therefore, I say unto you. Do y'all realize who's talking to us? Jesus is talking to us. Kenneth Hagin. Anybody know him? I was in 5 winter Bible seminars listening to this man. And he says, I'm going to preach on Mark 11 tonight. That's Monday night. I said, wonderful. He come back Tuesday. He said, I'm going to preach on Mark 11. I said, good. On Wednesday night, he said, I'm going to preach on Mark 11. I said, does he have anything else? He says, when you get this, then I'll move on. Thursday night, he preached on Mark 11. And Friday night, he preached on Mark 11. And he asked everybody to take all that change out of their pockets and give it for the school. I think we raised $5,000 just in change. Is God good or what? Now, I felt an anointing on that today. I didn't do it. But I know it was a bunch of change in here that should have went in the basket. When I empty out my purse at the end of the week, I'm loaded. I got change all over the place. Look in your purses, ladies, when you get home. You say, I should have gave that today. Amen? Turn it out on the bed and see how much stuff. Empty your pockets, men, see how much stuff. And bless the Lord.
Mark 11 is still the same because Jesus is talking. He hasn't changed. He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever you're looking for, God's got it. And he wants to impart it into your life. Don't be your own worst enemy. Don't be the only person that's holding up your victory. You standing in your own way. Jesus says in Mark 20, 11, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, and put your name right there. I say unto you, surely, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, here's that word again, believe. Believe. That woman believed that if she could just get to Jesus with 12 years of getting nothing from physicians, she said, if I can just get to Jesus, I know I shall be made whole. In her, believer was working 24/7. Jesus looked at her when that virtue came out. Well, somebody just touched me with faith, because people were touching him all over. But nobody but that one woman touched him with the heart of faith that pulled that virtue out. See, I want to pull the virtue out when I pray, when I stand, when I believe. What are you standing for today? Who are you standing for today that you can receive that virtue coming out of Jesus on your behalf? The word tells us that I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, I want you to believe that you receive and you shall have. Now that's faith. Say, now faith is. Now faith is. Right now, not tomorrow. See, every time you come to this altar and somebody's standing here, they grab your hand. Boom. If two of you shall agree, that's touching anything. You don't walk out of here and say, well, I sure hope that had worked. No, no, no. You walk out saying, praise God. Hallelujah. That's mine. God is moving behind the scenes right now to create something for me. It may not even be on the shelf, but it's in the shelf in heaven. He's got arms, he's got legs, he's got livers, he's got new hearts. He's got all kinds of stuff, spare parts in heaven waiting for people on the earth. But you've got to stretch your faith so that he can see that that woman, there's no faith like that in Australia. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm getting down there, or he'll send those angels and say, go to their house. Bring it on. That's what you want. We're walking around complaining, oh me, oh my, we don't have this, we don't have that. Your words are killing it. Get your Bible out and make this copy in large letters and stick it on the wall. Stick it on the door that you go out of. Stick it on the bathroom wall. Stick it on the refrigerator where you frequent. Go to the places that you see and you say, that word is for me today. And I believe I receive. Oh, surely, but God can do anything if he wants to. He wants to. Somebody already asked that question. Well, you can heal me if you want to, Jesus. He said, I want to be healed. It's not him, it's us. But nobody want to take the blame. I'm ready to correct myself immediately, so that I can begin to receive the promises that are already laid here for us. They're already here. They're not just lying on the surface, though. You have to dig for them. That means you're going to have to start reading every day. I think Christians probably read 50%, maybe 40 every day. No, we can't depend on the pastors to read all the scriptures for us. We got to read our own word. Read every day. Read something every day. Pray some prayer every day. I pray on the way to work, on the freeway. I can't afford to do that in my town because the people are driving crazy. I got to keep my eyes on the road. I got to be focused. So I got to wake up early in the morning or I got to stay up late. Amen. Whatever it takes, it doesn't matter. If you want an encounter with God, then you've got to begin to do something you've never done before. Amen. Some of you have got some calls on your life too. God's been speaking to you about what he wants you to do. That's your assignment. When are you going to get to it? Amen? One or two of you. And I want to tell you that God already told me earlier, as a matter of fact, last night, he told me to tell you that you have not been forgotten. He knows exactly where you live. He says, you tell him, I love him, and I know exactly where he lives and what's in his heart. Amen? I could have told you last night, but I said, I got to wait and make sure that's not just me. So I said, under the anointing, then I can share it. Amen? So take that, because that came from the Lord. He has not forgotten you. He knows exactly where you live. Isn't that good? God sees us. He knows where we are. He asked Adam, where are you? Not because he didn't know he was in the garden. Because he needed to know what his position was. What have you done here? God knows exactly where you are, where you're living, what's going on with you, what it's going to take. But if you want to find the answers, you got to go to the prayer closet. All the answers we received last week was done because of the prayer closet. God's always working. He's always on the throne. And he's in control of our lives if we allow him to be. Amen? And so some of you are really seeking some things. You're hoping and wishing right now. Don't hope, don't wish it like that. Just believe God. Say, I believe that I receive because it's mine and I have it now. Like I was telling you a moment ago, you want to go ahead and stand up? Is it Andrew? Andrew? Andrew, God's already called you to that person that you have a spouse to marry. Seek that wisdom from the pastor or the counselor. Get it settled, work it out, and then go build your family. Amen? Build it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's moving in here already. He's moving by his spirit already. I already feel these bumps on my hand because there are many, many things taking place. And you see some things in your spirit, but you just need to speak them out sometimes. Amen? Who's the new business owner here? You're an entrepreneur, and you don't know it yet, maybe. Somebody just opened a new business. Are you working on it? You think you are getting close. Amen? That's you. That's your call. Don't wait till we're all done, and then we go home and we don't pray. Amen. If that's your business, you better stand up now. I'm going to pray for you. For your business, your new business, your call. That thing that you've been believing God for. God's going to raise it up in your life. Amen. Who is that? Maybe they left too soon. Was that you, Peter? Hallelujah. God's moving by his spirit to help you today. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you that Peter is an entrepreneur. Peter's got this business locked up and sewed up, and you know exactly what you want him to do with it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that it'll bring in additional income. It'll be more than he could have ever imagined or ever expected to receive. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that he could ask or think. And it is according to the power that works in him today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Lock it in. Lock it in. Lock it and load it. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things changed. Some things changed for you, didn't it? Didn't it? It changed for you. You'll never have to go back to that again. Never, ever. Because it changed. It changed your whole life, your whole world. And you're going to be able to help some other people who are still there. They're still in it. But you can help pull them out in the name of Jesus. When you're strong enough, help get them out of there in the name of Jesus. Because, see, you can go where I can't go, and you'll be able to do the work that needs to be done in that area, in that arena, okay? Hallelujah. And you don't have to fear because God's on your side. He's with you. He's going to help you. Amen. Where is that soreness at? In your hand, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't want you to baby this hand this week. I want you to talk to this hand all week. I want you to talk to this hand. Have, hold a conversation with this hand all week long. You say, look, I'm talking to you like that. So you're so nice and sweet, you can't talk mean. Talk tough. Talk tough. Talk tough. You say, look, hand, I'm expecting healing today in Jesus' name. Now you begin to work right. Fingers, you move normally. Wrists, you perform in the perfection that God created it to perform right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't baby it. Talk to it. Talk to it like Jesus talked to the fig tree. He said, all right, nobody's going to eat from you again because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You say, you are on my body, you are limb, and you are needed. Work right in Jesus' name. Amen? Who else is in your home with you? Just you. Oh, you can tear it up in there. Ain't nobody in there but you. You can say whatever you want to. Amen? You can dance, skip, holler, shout. Say whatever you want to because you're there and Jesus is with you. He's going to help you. Amen. Talk to it in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise the name of the Lord. What's going on here? What's going on with you? You believe in God for healing in your body? Come on. Is that your husband? Bring him with you. Amen. Now, you know, I was talking to you about husbands and wives last night. It's very important that they stay strong in this season that we're in right now. The enemy tries to come against us. Come here, honey, because Miss Ralphina Dodson showed us something when we were dating each other. This is how she told us we're supposed to look. The armor is on the front. There's no armor for the back. So when you're a husband and wife, he's your back, you back to back. And both of you've got armor. So the enemy can't get in here. Try to get in between us, Pastor. Try to get in between us. He can't. See, he can't get in between us because we're back to back in Jesus' name. We're in one covenant with one another. Is this a tumor? And you, okay. I'm going to lay my hands on her. I'm going to lay my hands on you. And I want you guys to believe with us today. Everybody, stretch your hands this way. Let's believe God for healing in this body. In the name of Jesus. Hold this. Hold this, mama. You're born again, right? Okay, you can get it. You can get it. He can get it. I want him to get it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Healing virtue. We're expecting a good report in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Her family needs her. Those little kids need their mother in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that they'll never come back again. They must wither and die and spread no further now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you for it, Father. We praise you for it, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Stand up, sweetie. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're working, right?
I'm caring for my wife.
You're taking care of your wife. You're the caregiver in the name of Jesus. We need you strong in the Lord and in the power of your mind. We're going to help you get full of the Holy Spirit. Amen? We're going to help you get full of the Holy Spirit today because that's the anointing that you need to help. It's going to give you power so that you can lay hands unashamed and unafraid. So that when things creep up in your house, you can drive them out in the name of Jesus. And then you can help those little kids get saved early in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you don't have to fear nothing because God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? And then greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. As a matter of fact, John. Right now. Get filled. He needs it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. He's going to come back filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. See, if y'all not talking in tongues, you need to be. That's language that goes right to God. Spirit to spirit. Bypass everything. I grew up a Baptist. We didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. I had my Baptist glasses on. I never saw anything. It said, filled with the Holy Spirit and talking tongues. What is that? But it was the power of God that we didn't have. Amen? I'm walking in it. I'm walking in I'm doing this thing. My whole family was like a domino effect. Once I got, my sister got, mother got, aunt, dad, it just rolled on down. And some of them are still Baptists. They're still in those churches. But they're full of the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's going to help you in everything you do. Everything you do. Hey, yama shibabaka. Rosso koromahata. Sandere bohonahaka. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
This message is distributed free of charge by the friends and partners of Transformers Christian Church. If you'd like to partner with us and help send this to others free of charge, then email info@transformers.org.au. Have a great day.